We've begun the letter to Timothy, and we'll talk about that maybe a little bit tomorrow. We have here in the Gospel a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. And you can see that there are three sayings of our Lord here. The first one, you better know where you're going before you undertake to guide somebody else, whether it be to get from here to New Jersey or whether it mean to live the spiritual life. If you're going to advise somebody, you better have a pretty good idea where you're going and be able to see. It's interesting. The old fathers of the desert had a great image. They said, look, if you're going to be a second-story thief, that's a very dangerous profession. And you've got to know every move of it or you're going to get caught and go to jail. So go work with a second-story thief, and when you're on the job, don't do anything unless he tells you to do it. Now, their idea was not to make thieves of all the monks, but to say, look, this spiritual life is no joke. You can get bewitched. You can get really tricked. And so learn it from somebody who knows it. That's very important. Learn it from somebody who has the gift of directing others, so that one day you can help and guide people. But it's no easy thing. And so don't undertake to guide people unless you know where you're going. And then the next one, or they'll both fall into the pit. No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. That's the best a teacher can do, is to bring somebody up to his own level. But some can go beyond the teacher. Great. But if you're not willing to learn, you're never going to get to be equal to your teacher. Now, in another way, since Jesus is our teacher, we'll never surpass him. But it's the same thing said the other way now, to the non-guide. You've got to be obedient. Remember, you're walking through somebody's bedroom, and you're in a second-story robbery here. You better just do everything the other guy tells you. Well, that's nothing, and going to jail is not nearly as serious as failing in your life with God. Now, we have the teaching of the church. We have the gospel, but there's also a way that somebody should be guided. And so every disciple will be like his teacher. Well, that'd be great if our teacher is Jesus. Then in this same notice now, you see about helping one another. Here's somebody who wants to be a teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How are you going around helping other people? Look at your own life. Don't hang out your shingle before you know that your life is totally handed over to the Lord, or you'll take people down the garden path. This happens, you know. Sometimes someone, a guide, a priest, decides they're really nicer than Jesus. You know, if you need an abortion, it'll be fine. You know, Jesus might get a little nervous, but I'm better than Jesus. I can, you know, Or, you know, if whatever, you want to do something, if you want to relate sexually to your girlfriend or boyfriend, that's all right. It's not all right. You see, such a blind person should not try to be leading anybody else. And then, let me remove that splinter in your eye when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye. Let's not be too quick to correct each other. Get rid of the beam in your own eye. And then you'll see clearly what your brother or your sister needs. So, while these are different sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, they all pertain to one thing, right? First, make sure you know where you're going before you undertake to tell other people where to go and how to get there. And make sure that you're really striving for holiness. Now, this applies, obviously, to spiritual directors and people like that, but it applies to parents. If you're going to guide your children, you better know where you're going. And so, it's salutary advice, huh, that our Lord gives us. And it invites us to stop, take some time today and say, just where am I going? And how is the Lord going to help me get there? And have I submitted this to the Lord? Or do I submit generally, but I've got a little agenda of my own? Well, then you're not ready to tell anybody else how to achieve the goal. It's an invitation to be serious about our obedience to the Lord.